sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. We're already Marasi Shichli Nishmas, Maras Esther Basr Shmuel, Ras Chana, Ras of Yitzhak Yona, Ras Altachana, Basr Meir Zev. We learn in the Mishnah, Mesechas Gidna, Dov Tezvav Amin Aleph, Echroim Rifnei Mifanei Nechta, Vishayim Rifnei Nechta, I'm kosher. One person says, Mifanei Nechta, and two people say, Mifanei Nechta, Mifaneinu Nechta, it's kosher. The get is a kosher get, brought from Medinas Hayam. One says it was written in front of me, two say it was signed in front of us. The get is kosher. The Gemara explains, this is 17a, this Mishnah is on 15a in Gittin. The Gemara is on 17a. Amar Rebbe Amma, Amar Rebbe Yechanan, Loishanu Elisha Aget Yotze Mitachas Yad Eid Ksiva. This is only if the get was produced by the Eid Ksiva, by the person who testifies to the writing of the get. He's the one who said B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. And he was an aid to the Ksiv, he was a Shliach. Of the Baal, the Nasu Kishnayim, Alzev, Vishnayim, Alzev, and now you have two for each. You have two for the writing, because the person who says, who's the Shliach of the get, is considered like two. And then you have two real people for the Chatima, so therefore you have two and two. The get is Beseder Gamla. But, Abam Tachas Yadei De Chasima, puzzle. But if it's coming out of the hands of the Eid Chasima, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because then you only have one person who's made on the ksiva. And we're going according to the opinion here that, like Rabbah, that people are not bikim. That's why I have to say funny enough to funny enough. People aren't bikim because people aren't bikim. And if you only have one aid on the ksiva, that it was, and he's not the shliach, it's no good. If he was the shliach, then one is like two. It's fine. But if he's just an aid, that's no good. Because then you have two aidim for the chasima. When you have one aid, that the ksiva was kasha. And on that the ksiva was lishma. And that's not sufficient. Alma, so we see, Kasavri holds, Shnaim Sheviu get, Medina Sayam, Tzichu Shom, Rufanei Nechta, Rufanei Nechta. So since the reason is, according to Rav Ami, Rav Yechanan, that it needs to be written Lishma, so if two people bring a get from Medina Sayam, if the reason would be only because of, like Rava says, Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, here they wouldn't have to say anything, because Yesh Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, you have two people who can be Mekayim the get. But since the reason is also because of they're not writing gets Lishma, so if two people bring it from Dina Sayam, they have to testify that it was written Lishma. They have to say, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, Lishma. Frekta Pnei Yoshua, that according to this, that two people bring it, you have to say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. So he obviously holds like Rabbah, and b'kiyam l'shma. And if that's true, then when it's yotzei mitachas yadei ksiva, why is it kosher? Because you're right. You have shnayim al zeh v'shnayim al zeh. You have two for each. The person bringing it's like shnayim, the shliach. And then you have two for the chasima. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, you need a davar shalem. This is a chatzi davar. Because each one's made in a chatzi davar. The aid ksiva, the shliach for the ksiva is made just on the ksiva. And the two aidim for the chasima are made on the chasima, that it was nechtem lishma.
with sweet friends. That's the davar. It says davar v'lo chatzik davar. Gemara Baba Kama. Abishnayim Eidin Yakum davar. Davar v'lo chatzik davar. You can't give a halba edus. A half an edus is no good. So this is a half an edus. V'ksiv v'lo chsim. V'chsim v'lo chsiv. V'lo nishma chatzik davar. It's a half an edus. T'chol chad ba'an pein avshei lav midi. Each one independently is nothing. So Bishlam Alashitas at Taisus and Bava Basri, we've discussed this in the past in Zion Amud Beis, that according to the Rabban, it's not considered a Chatzi Dover unless they didn't see all that they could see. But if they saw all that they could see, it's not considered a Chatzi Dover. So for example, if they're being made on the Cyrus, two Eidim were made on one Cyra of a girl and the other two Eidim were made on the other Cyra, so that's a Chatzi Dover because they both could have seen both Cyrus. So that's not no good. But if they saw all that they could see, it's not considered a chatzi dover. So here also, each cast, all they could see. One person was only there for the ksiva, and the other group was only there for the two were only there for the ksima. So they saw all they could see. It's not considered a chatzi dover, so it's beseder gamor. Aval, yesh lanu gam shita tarif. Ma shita tarif? Bebava batra. Shuva betosfot bebava kama. Dafayin amud bet. That in order for a chatzi, for not to be considered a chatzi dover, their edus has to work for something. Their edus has to have something, even though it doesn't work for what we needed for this particular edus, but it has to be, you have to be valid for something. For example, you have three sets of witnesses, each testifying on 1 year of a chazakah. So that should be a chatzi dover. The answer is the Rif says it's not a chatzi dover. Why not? Because each year has its own validity. It has its own effectiveness. How's it effective? Because Lenin Achilles Paris. And if you say he ate a year of Paris, so then he has to pay for the Paris. So then afterwards they could be mitzarfed to two other groups that say they ate a year, and it'll create a 3 year chazakah. So it has to be moeles, it has to be effective for something. So, but here, it's not effective for anything. Because each one is only being made on chatzim mehechsher aget. That's a chatzi dover. Azoyot gefrekt the Pnei Yoshua says Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Stuchiner, as he was known in his youth, Chaim Shmuel Levitz, as follows, and we're going to go in his derech. We've been going through B'siyat Dishmaya, his shiurim on Masechtos Ksubis Gittin Kedushin Bava Basra. So it's a big, big schus. He says as follows, that be'edus le'inyin l'shma, there's no chisaron of davar lo chatzi davar. Because we see on page 5b that they don't have to be made in a beis din. Tosfos 5a and in Tosfos Rosh and Marashah we see that mipiksavim is also beseder if it's edus and l'shma. Normally mipiksavim is no good. It can't be written, it has to be verbal. But here written is beseder. So memela, there's also no chisaron of chatzi dover. Because chatzi dover is a din in hilchas edus. Here you don't need all the formal dinim of hilchas edus. Because it doesn't need to be in beis din. And it can be mipiksavim. It can be miksavim. Mipiksavim v'lo mipiyam. So here you don't need, it's not a problem for us. It doesn't need to be proper edus. In memela, there's no psul, there's no chisaron of chatzi dover. The Ritva 5b says that Eidus Shel Lishma is Ki Isurim Velo Kedavar Sheba Erva. And therefore, Isurim doesn't need to be in front of Beis Din, it doesn't need the proper dinim of Eidus. And therefore, Echador Mufanai Nechtam, Shnaim Ramayim Mufanai Nechtam is Beseder Gamor, and Gamba Mordechi, Shuva Beramayim Nezer Sim and Kuflam Tzifala for Tzarech Iyun. On that end, as is noted by Rav Bornstein, who was the Safar Rabba, who wrote these Shiurim, and Rav Chaim Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein was one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kiryas Melech. He's a Goyin, a Tzaddik, and he was in America for a year or two. I think it was 1978, 79. He needed treatments, and he had some free time, so he wrote down his Rebbe's Shiurim, and the Olam HaTorah was Niskar. Got a great reward for that. So he and the he puts his own orison sometimes into Reb Chaim's Torah. However, ikashya hokashya. There's another kashya of chatzi dover from the fact that Rava says, 15a,
that if the shliach, heira shliach b'fanei nechtam kuloi, u'b'fanei nechtav kuloi, u'b'fanei nechtam miktsasoi. So you have one aid, the shliach, who says the whole thing was written in front of me. The whole thing was written in front of me. And half of it was signed in front of me. One signature was in front of me. V'shnayim me'idim al chasimas yad sheni. And the other two eidim are made on the second signature. So the Gemara says it's beseder. It's a chatzi davar. Each chasim is a chatzi davar. Each chasima is only a half a chasima. It's only an edus and half of the chasimos, right? Each edus. Is on one of the two chasimas. So that should be a classic dover below chatzi dover. This is a chatzi dover. Because one person is being made on one of the signatures, and the other two are being made on the other signature. So that's a chatzi dover. So how does that work? We have a similar kasha, ksubas in the Mishnah 20b. Zeomer zek saviyodi, v'zeomer zek saviyodi, sichel metzaref acher. So they're being made on their chasimas, and each guy says, yeah, that's my handwriting. So it says, Rebbe says, they have to be mitzaref someone else. The first guy have to be mitzaref, you join someone else, and the second guy. So you have two edim on each chasima. That's also chatzi davar. Each one's only being made on one of the chasimas. It's also a chatzi davar, according to the Rif. There's no significance in one chasima. And a shtar. So the Pnei Rishu already notes that. He gives a teretz there. It doesn't apply here. So that's really our avoda. How is it pshat? We want to understand this chatzi dover by Rav and Tesvav Amar Aleph, that if one person's made that b'fanei nechtav miktsaso, that he's made on one of the signatures of the chasima, and two eidim are made on the other one, it's a good, they work together. How can it work together? It's only a chatzi davar. For amad b'zeh v'chidushi arim sugya shelanu ayin sham. So it's muchach from this that b'kiyum shtaris, because this is Shitas Rava. So Rava holds that it's to be Mekayim the Shtar. B'kiyum Shtaris, there's no din of Chatzi Dover. And we have to understand the Geder. Why not? So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, God should give us life, Mirtz Hashem, and health, and good spirits, and Seichel. And we're going to get to the bottom of this, I hope. Get to the bottom. You never get to the bottom, but there's always more. But there's an old line, you can never slug up a Shtigl Torah, just make it longer. Right. Ask a kasha, see, you have another teretz. Another kasha, like, say this, say that. You know, Mirtz Hashem, the next year, hopefully God will give us the Seichel Tov, Bnei Elokim Be'adam, we'll be able to go further and see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.